I don't know if you want that again. That's basically the PDF I sent you by email the other day. I don't know if you had a quick look at that, which just
yes,
goes
I did.
into.
Yes. This is
Yeah.
Valid.
Oh yes, the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was helpful, and that bit is all very clear to me.
Yeah.
That's one of the bits I'm fairly confident we can deliver on, as it were.
Right. Okay. And notice also at the end of that, all the indications of fraud mentioned on the Serious Fraud Office website, fulfilled in plenty by Dorset Police, right? Deception where someone knowingly makes false representation.
Mm-hmm.
That will come out, I believe, when you get the detail of the course money, because it's not going to stack up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are refusing to provide information. That was the other one, which they obviously are.
Yeah.
And the last one is abusing a position. Well, they're just making sheds loads of money by charging, you know, more than anyone else on courses and you know, not telling us where the money's going. That's abusing a position.
Okay.
So I can't see how that can't, you know, look like fraud in Dorset Police.
That's one I think we'll need to get the legal position around.
Yeah.
Actually, they may... Well, I don't know.
Well, see how it goes.
Yes. It may be they have no duty to... you know, maybe they're just allowed to raise money in that way and spend it in how they wish.
Well, as long as they're honest about it, surely.
Yes.
If they're dishonest about it,
yeah,
which is what they have been.
Okay, well, anyway, that's one I think we can...
Yeah.
That's part of the drug awareness thing.
We're fairly comfortable around...
Yes.
We should. And we'll come back to you with all this,
yeah,
and we'll have a debate. And I'm not saying we'll do our thing, and you know, we'll come back to you with whatever we find. We'll have a debate around it and decide what the next stage is. But